a long time, owning your own home was part of the Australian dream. But after decades of wages not keeping pace with house prices, it's out of reach for many. But what if it were possible to build a house for $100,000 or split the cost of a new build? That's the sort of out-of-the-box thinking some people are using to build homes that suit their lifestyle and their wallets. Ellen Coulter reports.
Emma Honan is not an architect and she's not a builder. In fact, she's a yoga teacher. But when her relationship ended, she figured she'd need to do something drastic to keep her house.
I guess I realised I wasn't going to be able to pay the mortgage on that house, so I'd have to rent it out. And so I thought, well, I'll build a one-bedroom house in the back and move into that.
The mother of two young children had a budget of just $100,000 and she needed the house built in 3 months.
So I drew up the house plans and then had them drafted up for the builder.
Emma Honan kept her design simple, enlisted friends and bought floorboards, weatherboards, bearers and joists from a nearby demolition site.
So they just got delivered here and then we just spent weeks and weeks preparing them, denailing them, stripping the paint off, getting them ready for the carpenters and to use. That was about $15,000 worth of materials that we got in the end for $3,000.
The one-bedroom home came in on schedule and under budget.
I think if you keep your design simple and economical, it's very doable.
And she's not the only person looking to cut the cost of housing in Australia.
I mean, over the last 30 years, since the early 1980s, say, house prices have risen much more sharply than wages have risen. So the ratio of house prices to wages has increased. So housing is less affordable.
Michael Fotheringham is the Executive Director of the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute.
Governments are doing what they can at federal and state level and increasingly at local government level. But at the same time, we're seeing really creative approaches from individuals responding to a challenging system.
Lynn Sugden and her sister, Julie Newby, are working together to create affordable housing.
Julie was looking for something but realised that she probably couldn't afford to do it on her own. So we thought that it would be feasible to try and buy something together.
The sisters bought a block in Tea Gardens, New South Wales, with two small cottages at the front.
Then we're building straight off the back of them. So both the buildings are long and narrow. And then join in the middle because we went single dwelling instead of dual occupancy.
And that means the pair are saving money on the build by adding onto existing buildings. The duplex model allows them to share the cost of rates, bins and bills, while each sister retains their private space.
If we're having an argument about who's going to plant what plant in our garden out the back, we have our own separate parts to go to, so
we don't argue that much.
We get on pretty well.
New South Wales homeowner Lynn Sugden ending that report from Ellen Coulter.